Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, July 29th. You know, it's not going to be a one-take Wednesday because my voice is froggy, so I know it's going to give out, and we'll do the best that we can. Exodus chapter 28 is where we are in the Old Testament. Then we'll move over to the Psalms, which I guess is still in the Old Testament. We'll read selections from Psalm 18. In Exodus 28, we're reading about the priestly garments. One of the garments that is mentioned is the ephod. Now, that's not a term that I use today, so I want to give us the definition according to my study Bible. The ephod is an ornate, apron-like outer garment that the high priest wears. You can imagine it. It's held by two shoulder pieces and a waistband, which suggests that it extends at least to the upper thighs. There are two onyx stones, each engraved with a chronological list of six of Israel's tribes, attached to shoulder pieces, symbolizing Aaron's representative role for all Israel. Starting in verse 1. Have Aaron, your brother, brought to you from among the Israelites, along with his sons Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar, so that they may serve me as priests. Make sacred garments for your brother Aaron to give him dignity and honor. Tell the skilled workers to whom I have given wisdom in such matters that they are to make garments for Aaron for his consecration, that he may serve me as priest. These are the garments they are to make: a breastpiece, an ephod, a robe, a woven tunic, a turban, and a sash. They are to make these sacred garments for your brother Aaron and his sons, so that they may serve me as priests. Have them use gold and blue, purple and scarlet yarn, and fine linen. Make an ephod of gold and of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and of finely twisted linen, the work of skilled hands. It is to have two shoulder pieces attached to two of its corners so that it can be fastened. Its skillfully woven waistband is to be like it, of one piece with the ephod and made with gold and with blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and with finely twisted linen. Take two onyx stones and engrave on them the names of the sons of Israel in the order of their birth, six names on one stone and the remaining six on the other. Engrave the names of the sons of Israel on the two stones the way the gem cutter engraves a seal. Then mount the stones on gold filigree settings and fasten them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod as memorial stones for the sons of Israel. Aaron is to bear the names on his shoulders as a memorial before the Lord. Make gold filigree settings and two braided chains of pure gold, like a rope, and attach the chains to the settings. Over to verse 36. Make a plate of pure gold and engrave on it as a seal, "Holy to the Lord." Fasten a blue cord to it and attach it to the turban. It is to be on the front of the turban. It will be on Aaron's forehead, and he will bear the guilt involved in the sacred gifts the Israelites consecrate. Whatever their gifts may be, it will be on Aaron's forehead continually, so that they will be acceptable to the Lord. Weave the tunic of fine linen and make a turban of fine linen. The sash is to be the work of an embroiderer. Make tunics, sashes, and caps for Aaron's sons to give them dignity and honor. After you put these clothes on your brother Aaron and his sons, anoint and ordain them. Consecrate them so that they may serve me as priests. make linen undergarments as a covering for the body, reaching from the waist to the thigh. Aaron and his sons must wear them wherever they enter the tent of meeting or approach the altar to minister in the holy place, so that they will not incur guilt and die. This is to be a lasting ordinance for Aaron and his descendants. As I was reading the passage, did you find it hard to concentrate? It was hard for me to concentrate. I love how Jen Wilkin gives good application questions, even in portions of scripture where you're thinking, what am I supposed to learn here? This was one of the questions she asked. Clothed in their elaborate garments, the priest in the Old Testament would be easy to spot in a crowd. How should your service to the Lord cause you to stand out? As you respond, think about your answer in terms of thoughts, words, and actions. I'm going to give you just a moment to think about that. How should your service to the Lord cause you to stand out? One more application question. Who in your circle of relationships is burdened under the weight of sin and guilt? How can you, like one of the priests of the Old Testament, help bear that weight? How can you minister by bearing his or her name before the Lord in remembrance? Let us turn to the Psalms, to Psalm 18. I love how Psalm 18 begins with many different metaphors for who God is. Notice that with me as we read. Then in the middle of the Psalm, we're going to read verses 28 and 29, which remind us of the active role that God has in our lives. Then we're going to make a prayer out of verses 33 through 36. Psalm 18, starting with verses 1 and 2. I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Looking over to verses 28 and 29. You, Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns darkness into light. With your help, I can advance against a troop. With my God, I can scale a wall. Skipping forward to verse 33. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He causes me to stand on the heights. He trains my hands for battle. My arms can bend a bow of bronze. You make your saving help my shield, and your right hand sustains me. Your help has made me great. You provide a broad path for my feet, so that my ankles do not give way. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Will you pray with me? Lord, you are our strength, our rock, our fortress, and our deliverer. Help those in our midst who feel weak, like a flickering flame. Remind them that you are the one who keeps our lamp burning. Thank you, Lord, for the reminders from the Exodus today that we are called to minister to others, to bring them before you with their guilt. And so those who we know are living in sin, Lord, we bring them to you today. We remember their names before you. We ask your watch care upon them. And we ask your intervention in their lives. We also remember the priestly garments. And we ask, Lord, how can we stand out in the crowd today? Make us a people who are different, not for the sake of being different, but because we follow you and not our culture or not what is common. We lift our hearts to you and ask that you would make our feet like the feet of a deer, Lord, that you would give us ease in the path of following you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.